Thank you.
I just wanted to say hello to you.
How are you?
And, fine, how are you? Are you going to be in this campaign at all? Has that fella talked to you?
I'm going to be making speeches occasionally. I'm getting ready to make a little talk. I expect I'll put it on tape tomorrow of NBC Radio at about 15 minutes. Generally covering the broad issues. Urging the folks to get interested in that vote.
I see. This is just in an effort to try to point up the issue, then.
Yes, they wanted me to. Some of the union leaders were very anxious. They buy a program each year on NBC Radio. I kicked it off for them in 64, liked it, and farm workers. They're pretty strong in New York. Liberal group up there.
But you won't be in this thing as a real hard hitting like you were in 64.
Well, my March statement kind of
takes that out.
Takes some of it out, and then I want to. I'm not quite sure how the managers want to call it. I have told them a number of times that I want to help any way that they think it can, but each day they put out stuff, you know, that's our unpopularity, and the great thing he's got to do is show that he's broken with us.
He won't make it, in my opinion. I don't give a damn. I told him that.
Any connection with us is kind of, they dodge it, and I had a friend this morning call me from home, said that they came down there to, and then he gave them personally $25,000, and that a good many of the boys raised some money for them, but they told him to just quit emphasizing the fact that you're against everything that's been done, because that's where we get this money to give you, is from folks who appreciate what's been done.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are against you.
Yes.
The liberals are not going to do much for you. The ADA is not going to raise much cash. But they see a little later. Anyway, I asked them if it'd be all right to make this speech, and they kind of said, they thought it's all right. So I'm going to kind of stay out of the war thing and just kind of talk about what we've done and maybe. Talk about a fellow like Wallace who raised hell about law and order. Why, he's the first one to violate the law, and he stood in the door and wouldn't let us follow the law in Alabama.
Yeah.
And that Nixon is a fine fellow to talk about this administration when he voted against aid to education, and he killed it by a tie vote when I passed the Senate once before. He broke the tie, and then I pointed out that Medicare, Nixon said Medicare had a lot more harm than good in it.
Yeah.
And just little things like that, so I let them kind of wait till they make up their mind.
Well, I am frankly and honestly, you know, the way I feel unless they embrace you wholeheartedly, they're in trouble, and I told them that.
I think we ought to run on what we've done. I think
we ought to start talking more about your accomplishments and what we've done. We mentioned that's all we're doing out here. We're talking about the Johnson accomplishments.
I'll send you a copy of my speech tonight. It's going to be on television first.
Good.
I think that I will go out to Honolulu sometime next few days to meet General Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing awfully well out there.
Are you?
Yeah, awfully well, awfully
wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
And,
well, anytime you want to come out here, Mr. President, you know we'd be tickled to death. Chicago's still your town.
God bless you. Well, I love you.
And say hello to Lady Bird.
Thank you.